Welcome to Spill the Tea Tuesday. This morning I have Carla with me.
Good morning.
Good morning. How do you say it in Spanish?
Buenos días.
Buenos dias.
Buenos días.
So, what was the thing we were just talking about?
Okay, so I was talking about a client that I have, and she was saying, I was telling her that she was my favorite client because she really
Oh, she
gets in
opens everything.
position
Yeah.
for waxing, and I just
And you're just
thought,
like, I don't even have to like pull anything away. It's just like
right, yeah,
all
like it was
open. A
easy.
bloomed
I could see
flower.
all the hairs
I
through all the crevices.
do feel like, so I guess the question would be, do we have any difficult clients when it comes to body positioning or easy clients, right?
Yeah, I
So
think flexibility is like hard for some people, or maybe they feel shy to like open their legs all the way.
I do get some shy people sometimes, and it's like I have to use the jaws of life to be like, ugh! And then I'm always like tapping their knees, like, okay,
Yes.
let them drop, drop it
Right.
like it's hot, let it
Yeah.
drop.
Right.
And they're like, oh, okay, and they kind of loosen up.
Yes.
But it is kind of annoying though, because as soon as you put like a strip down and then they like close,
Close the
yeah,
leg.
they like their
Yes.
knees hit, and then you're
Yes.
just like, okay, well, now we have a
Yes.
hot mess down here and it's gonna probably hurt even more because now you have wax in areas that we didn't want the wax.
Right.
That can be pretty annoying. But
Yeah.
when I have had this one person, she's been a regular a long time. She probably knows who I'm talking about if you're listening. And it's a client that makes waxing super easy because you can see everything.
Yes.
However, she goes into straight like opposite of downward dog. It's like the legs are over her head, like
Yes.
for the booty strip.
Yes.
And
For all the
it's
strips
like
I'm
for all
having.
the strips, or she'll go straight into happy baby, like the yoga
Yes.
pose where you hold the
Yes.
toes and like pull
Yes.
the knees towards your armpits.
Yes.
And
Yes.
she's like, dead bug,
Right.
just like, right. And
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, yeah, like, and I never like complain because it makes it so much easier. But I
Right.
was like, oh, you don't have to be. I mean, I can see up to your soul.
Right. So the client I had today, she's just easy, like I said, but I was like, you really, you open up like
Make this so
you're about to
easy.
get the D right now, So it was funny.
Enter here. Blink,
Yeah.
blink, blink,
Yeah.
blink.
So she's like, ah, So I was like, it's true though, but I mean, we're getting the ladies in the position that their man wants them in,
You got to be exposed. You got to
Yeah.
be exposed. You don't
So
mind
I'm
me. I
all,
just opened my hot
getting
dog.
your, I'm like getting
Gotta
your
take a
girl in
snack time.
positions you don't get her
Oh,
in or
heck yeah.
whatever,
Heck yeah.
right?
Oh
But
my
it was
goodness.
just it's just helpful, like if they just open it up, just that baby pose is
Oh,
actually the
happy baby?
best. Yeah.
Perfect. That's a per like once I'm done with bikini, go to happy baby. And we
Yeah,
can just get all the rest.
you don't really miss a lot of hairs with that position. So,
I also like
ladies,
putting them on their
baby
side at the
pose.
end. You
On the what?
know, like a fetal position on the side at
Oh,
the end, just to check the top of the booty crack.
Right.
I call that the bunny tail.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of people leave that. So I always double check, especially if it's somebody I don't know and I've never seen them before.
Yes.
Then I'll take a look and I'll be like, oh, I got this for you. And they're like, oh my gosh, it always gets left behind. Thank you
Yes.
so much. You know,
Yes, that's
like
true.
nobody likes a bunny tail.
Right.
It kind of reminds me of, do you remember Eleanor in the movie, 8 Crazy Nights? It's an Adam Sandler movie.
No,
No, she's
no.
like shaving her in between her eyebrows, and she's like, nobody wants a unibrow. I'm
Oh.
like, nobody wants a bunny tail.
Yeah, sometimes the clients don't know about it. And they're like, oh, do you want to get your bunny tail? And they're like, bunny tail?
Like, what's a bunny tail?
Yeah. I'm
And
like,
you're like, let
what's
me show
that?
you.
Oh, yeah. They're like, aha.
And then you rip the wax off and you show them the hair on it, like, see, that's your bunny tail. Bye-bye, bunny tail.
How's the
But
hot dog?
it's kind of burnt, to be honest. Like,
Oh, okay.
the tip of my wiener is a little crunchy.
Oh, no. Has some color to it.
It has a little bit of age too. There's some wrinkles.
Oh. It's been sitting in the in the bun too
In the
long.
warmer.
In the
It's been in the bun too long. You're getting wrinkly. Dennis the
bun.
Menace.
Ew.
My fingers are all pretty. Oh
So
my gosh.
yeah. So that's what I had today. It's like, oh,
I
that's
think
a
that
good. We
there's
should have that position. We
Happy
should,
Baby.
yeah.
We should have it like a
For
little
the
stick
back.
figure. We should have like a little stick figure like in that position and
Yeah.
just a little sign next to it, like perfect Brazilian position.
Yes.
You know?
And then if you can't get that last
Last
tail
bit.
part, then you can turn to
Yeah.
the side. That's a really good one. I feel like for the like two bottom strips.
Of the labia?
Like
Yeah. Oh,
the
it's like where labia meets booty cheek.
right.
Yeah.
Because sometimes,
I
they'll
call
be
that
like
the
the
lady taint.
okay, yeah. So, How do you say? The
Boobie.
sometimes when they lift their legs, it kind of closes. So there'll
Oh,
be hair
yes.
like once it closes right in there.
Yeah, at
So
the
that
lower labia
helps.
going into like the lower bikini.
Right.
Yeah.
So it opens up that area
You
when
know what
they do
I'll
that
do
position.
with that is I'll have somebody flat foot their foot onto the table
Oh.
with a flat foot and then just kind of off to the side. And that stretches
Oh.
that skin right there so you can see really well.
Okay.
It's
Yeah.
like a, just like right where the booty crease is, in between booty crease and booty crack. So like horizontal vertical, it
Okay.
opens that up.
Yeah. That makes sense too.
So positions are everything when it comes to Brazilian. When I was in beauty school, they used to teach the booty strip, like the between the cheeks, on all fours.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they would just have you like cat cow it until it like opened.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
Yeah.
no.
And I'm
I
like,
don't
that's
like that
very
position.
exposed, like, and I
Yeah.
feel my boobs hanging like an orangutan.
Yeah, that's the
And
worst.
I feel all
We're still
my.
talking about man titties,
I saw
okay?
this video the other day. It was cracking me
Because.
up. And Bo was the one who sent it to
Oh,
me, my
that's the
husband, of
worst.
course. So he sends me this video, and it's this lady smiling and walking over to this like it was like years in a line on the wall, like how you measure your kids' heights. And she
Okay.
walks over and she's smiling and then she looks sad and then she puts her pencil at the bottom of her boob and marks it on the wall and it looks like
Oh.
it's like that in time
Oh.
her boobs have gone down and down and down.
Oh.
I sent him back, I'm like, what's this supposed to mean, Apple?
Who does that? I don't want a reminder of that.
I remember
No,
too, I was around like 19 or so working downtown in the spa. And a
no.
friend of mine was like, well, as long as you can put like a, what do you call it, expo marker under your boob and it doesn't hold it, then you're fine.
Oh,
And
wow.
I was like, I could put a whole six pack under there.
I could put a wine bottle underneath there. I got the big ones. I hide them well.
Give me that Yeti water bottle cooler.
Oh,
I can get that
shit.
under there. That's hilarious. And then I see
Oh,
these videos of women like taking their boob and like breaking watermelons and stuff. Because
wow.
wouldn't that hurt?
It would hurt
It would hurt
me.
me. Maybe because I played a lot of sports and got hit in the boobs a lot. Like I have
You
that
got tough
tissue. I got
titties.
tissue. They're sore. I had to take my evening primrose oil and soften them up. But
Yeah.
no, I mean, position is everything. When they teach you in school, they don't really teach you all the different positions you can put a body in. They just teach you like, okay, there's the froggy, like just the heels together up to your tush. And then there's
We call
the
that butterfly,
oh
right?
yeah, butterfly or
Okay.
froggy leg, one or the
Got
other.
it.
And then there's the all fours. I feel like, I didn't really learn other body positions until I was in the field, like working alongside other people and seeing how they wax and then just experimenting on my own, like having maybe a heavier set person and they can't do both legs at the same time into that butterfly position. Then I would like throw one leg off the side of the table and then use the towel under the knee of the upper leg and have them pull up to their shoulder as much as they
Yeah,
could.
I've used
So
that one before
it
too.
works, right? It
It
just opens
does.
things up. Yeah.
Yes.
You have to do what you gotta do to be able to see. But yeah, the ones that are, I think, are the most, not like the person's annoying, but the position can be annoying is when they just close on you.
Yeah.
Whether it's nerves. Oh, And the fingers. People putting their fingers down there.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, you got
I'm
wax.
Like, get out of there.
Or
it's on their nail, and they just got their nails done.
Yeah, and then.
Like, girl.
Oh, I have an ingrown hair right here.
Here.
I'm like, do you want some hand sanitizer now?
Because I don't even give them an option. I give them I just stare at them, and I grab the alcohol, and I'm like, let me see your hands. And they're like, huh? And I'm like.
Oh, no.
And they're like, oh.
Hand sanitizer.
Just squirts. Yeah. Well, you just touched your uterus, so here's some hand sanitizer. Your cervix is there. Thanks.
Sorry. You're gonna have to sanitize.
Well, that's it.
I did have one client say, no, I don't want a hand sanitizer.
What?
Like, what? Yep.
They're like, I'm gonna go in my car and sniff my fingers.
No. No, but I think she said she didn't use like certain kind of chemicals or whatever. Oh. So she was like, no, thank you.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I would have tea treed those hands. Some tea tree
like,
oil.
Are you
something,
sure? She's like, something. No, no.
Oh my goodness.
So well, I made sure that I wiped.
Go wash your hands.
Yeah. No, she just paid that. And left. So I had to wipe the handheld.
Oh, yeah. You had to disinfect everything.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. I would have been like, well, go wash your hands because we have to touch things up front.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. We don't know what's down there.
Yeah.
Well, good that you disinfected everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to because,
yeah.
You know, she told me no. So I was like, oh, okay. I didn't know what else to say.
I don't even
She's
ask
like,
them anymore. I'm like, let me see your hands. I just don't even give them
no.
an option. I don't give them
hey,
an option.
Hey, maybe I'll use that one next time because.
There was this one time this girl was like having a really rough day. And she, you could just tell, she was just very sad. Tears in the eyes, didn't want to talk about it. That's fine. So at the very end of the very silent service, you know how our tables are hydraulic?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right, hands up. And she like went with her hands above her head looking at me like, what is going on? And then I pushed the down button. I was like, whee! she's like, oh my god, you're so dumb. She's laughing.
That's cute. I love
that. Well, I got you a smile before you left.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's enough for Spill the Tea Tuesday. Until next week. Bye.
Bye.